Inside of you, you gotta love yourself. Let the best of you shine through. Welcome!
Welcome!
Our new podcast. Welcome, lovers.
Hey there, lovers. Well, welcome to the Love Her Show with the Duo.
Yes, where we'll discuss love, life, business, and bliss. So it'll be a great time. We can't wait to have many more podcasts with you. But this is our first one. Let me introduce you first to my cowbell I have wanted forever. So hopefully Tana will get something soon, too.
No, I won't.
So for those of you who don't know, I'm Kelly Fisher.
And I'm Tana Gilmore.
And together,
we're the matchmaking duo. We are certified life and relationship coaches and professional matchmakers, authors of our book, Relationship Do-Overs.
Yes.
And Essence.com contributors.
We are. So all things love, life, business, and bliss here at our podcast. So this is new territory for us, but we're used to doing stuff that's new.
And we love radio.
I know.
We love radio. So people have been asking us for probably like 2 years to do this podcast. And we're like, we don't have the time.
But, yeah. I think initially we were trying to just say, well, we'll just do like a guest spot on somebody else's radio show.
Yeah, we wanted to
go around the bend.
We wanted to just, you know, have a reoccurring spot on somebody else's show.
All set up and done, but...
We just decided to pull the plug and start our own.
Sometimes you have to create your own opportunities, but we have been asked so much, so we were like, let's just go for it. So here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. Oh, my gosh. This wanted to first, this is more of a get to know you podcast.
Yes.
So we want you all to know who we are and tell you a little bit more about our journey and our story together as friends before business partners. So Kelly and I were VPs of business development for partnering firms for, I don't know, about 15, 16 years,
a long time. Yes.
So we've been working together for a long time in other capacities. And so we would travel all over the country Monday through Thursday. For years, presenting to C-level executives. So we would have on our tailored suits and our lip gloss popping and our heels.
We go in and close the deal now.
And it just, you know, and then all the while, you know, we didn't know that we were struggling in our own personal relationships.
Yes. I think until one night we went to dinner and we probably just sat there and just unloaded everything. I was going through a whole bunch in my marriage and Tana was going through a whole lot in hers. And I mean, we just laid it all. I mean, I think through appetizer, dinner,
cheesecake,
dessert, everything.
We are a mess.
Yes, we were crying and carrying on. So that, I think after that day, we realized, wait a minute, we're both going through a lot.
So we just started to support each other.
Yeah, we coached each other before we were even credentials, you know, just coached each other back. And at that point, Tana was able, you can tell your
heart. Yeah, so my husband and I, we took a break. We've been married for 16 years, and during that time, we were struggling. I mean, it's hard being a woman of power, traveling the country every week. I mean, you're leaving your kids at home, you're leaving your man at home. I mean, we just were speaking two different love languages. It was a mess, and we took a two-year break, so we separated for 2 years. I mean, I moved, he moved, we both moved, and I moved to a different state, and it was rough. It was a rough 2 years.
That was. And I mean, we remained friends during that time. So we would go in and close the deal. And then Tana was in Durham at the time and I was in New Jersey. So I would be flying into Newark or New York and she'd fly into Midway or O'Hare.
Wherever we're going.
And we'd still be on the phone like, oh gosh, you know, how's it going? We'd be praying for each other. Fasting together, all kinds of things.
I mean,
just to support each other. So
we probably did that for
over a year.
Yeah, we did. We did that for a year. We were just supporting each other. And then, interestingly enough, that everywhere we had gone, it just seems like, you know, the executives and other people would just corner us after the presentation. We would be talking about, you know, business and closing the deal, and they would be talking to us about their relationships and what's going on at home.
Exactly. They'd be like, by the way, so now that we got through that, and I don't know how we would always end up on something totally different, but I think a lot of times those types of experiences lead you to your purpose in life. So, you know, all that time that we were crying and everything, and I didn't get a chance to say mine, but I'll say it now. At the time, I was married for probably 8 years at the time, and I had two small children. I have three now, so I have three daughters that keep me very busy. But I think, you know, I just realized that the relationship was no longer working. I mean, as Tana mentioned, just traveling. I had a daughter. My oldest daughter is actually a cancer survivor, so we went through that. So I have a serious passion for people who are going through life-changing and life-altering and life-challenging diseases. And so I'm definitely with pediatric cancer all the way. Mm-hmm. But she survived. But I think all of that took a toll on our marriage. So, you know, realized at some point that it was no longer working. So I had to make that really difficult decision, which, I mean, a lot of people talk to me now like, you know, how did you do that? So at the time, I don't know, but I, Tana was like, oh, there's an opening here at our job in Charlotte. And so I was like, you know what? At first I was like, no, I'm not going to go. I can't leave New York and
I'm
all
like,
that.
Come on down.
So it was just timing. I packed up, you know, we had filed for divorce, unfortunately. And hey, packed up my very young, now that I think of it, my youngest daughter
was two. She was two.
Two at the time. What was I thinking? Yeah. But it worked out.
Yeah,
it worked out. So here, Charlotte, here I come. So been living here in Charlotte for a while and just really enjoyed it. But through that experience, I think we both found our purpose of who we could serve.
And then we can tell you that even though Kelly's marriage didn't work out, and my husband and I actually had gotten back together, and so she was still very supportive of me and my marriage the entire time. So, you know, it's a myth when you hear other people say, oh, when they're single, they don't support you. No, you need to find a friend that supports marriage.
Well, that's true.
So
you need to find someone who's married.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So even though, you know, like I said, she was, you know, praying and fasting for me when I didn't feel like praying and fasting for us.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out, and we're still together.
I still remember when I drove into Charlotte, I drove down with all my stuff, and we had balloons. Tana had balloons out of the mailbox. Moved down to my house sight unseen.
I picked out the house.
She picked out the house. She sent me some pictures. She knows pretty much what I like. I looked at the house. I was like, this is great. It's probably like not even 3 minutes from her development.
Right. We're like adjacent communities.
And drove on down with my three daughters. The balloons were out on the mailbox. The cookies were in the oven.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So we ran through the house and it was the beginning of something new. So here we are, both working at a new job together. And still, people started coming up to us saying, you know, oh, I have this, you know, business idea, or I have this relationship issue. I don't know what it was about us,
but we had this corner in our office.
We did.
And they would come over, our colleagues would come over, and they just need 10 minutes with us in the morning, just before they even had gotten started with the day.
Oh my goodness.
The other leaders would say, you know what, just let them be, just give them 10 minutes with Tana and Kelly, and then they'll be fine.
In the coach's corner.
We weren't even coaches yet.
So people were, you know, just bearing their souls to us, and we were trying to help them figure it out, which we always did. I mean, we helped them figure out a plan in the coach's corner when we weren't even credentialed at the time. I think we've just been coaches and matchmakers
for years. Yeah.
So that kind of pushed us to our purpose.
And we said, like, we've been doing this a long time. Let's go get credentialed and let's open up a coaching business.
Yes.
We're life and relationship coaches.
Yeah, so we started as life and relationship coaches, just helping, which we were doing anyway. But it was just great to find out a different strategy of how to help people. So I think that, you know, training was really great. And then as people were, you know, feeling better, or even if they had gone through a divorce or been through a relationship that hadn't worked, you know, and they were feeling better, they'd say, okay, well, who do you have?
We were like, who do we have?
Well, let me introduce you to?
Let me just think about who we know.
Let's get on Google.
Who do we know?
Matchmakers. So we found out there's a matchmaking institute in New York.
There's credentials. Yes, we are certified matchmakers.
Yes.
We are certified.
So we got on a plane and went went to New York and we went to go through a whole day in a life of a matchmaker. We learned to do a business plan. Yeah. And so that's how we added the whole matchmaking component. And thus we became the matchmaking duo.
One of the most highly sought after matchmaking agencies in the country. We're very proud of that.
Oh my goodness. So I think we really just transitioned because we were in sales and marketing before. Right. So we transitioned our 14, 15 plus years, which I don't want to date us. No. We started when we were two.
Of course.
But marketing and sales, and now we market people.
Yeah. So it was a really great transition for us. Yes. And we absolutely love what we do. We haven't looked back. And yes, there has been some challenges. And so when we talk about business on some of our episodes, you'll hear about, you know, what it takes to really be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And some of the, you know, ups and downs and everything.
Yeah, I think when we even thought about the podcast, we were like, we have to talk about more than relationships.
Oh, yes.
This is so much more than that.
Oh,
so
my.
It's the whole entrepreneurial side. It is, you know, bliss, which we've found a huge chunk of at this point in our life. Still striving, but I think we're at a wonderful place. So bliss, which can be like health,
happiness,
those types of feel good, warm and fuzzy types of things.
Family.
Yes.
Friends.
Right.
Yeah.
And so a love, of course, and life, everything, life, just everything under that whole umbrella of just the whole woman. So our goal is to come on this podcast and speak just the two of us with maybe some client testimonials or things that questions or scenarios that we've had during the week.
And invite some guest speakers too. So
we have a great list of speakers
that we are looking forward to coming to share their wealth of knowledge with you also. So we won't be selfish.
No. We'll
let them share it with you as well. So we're excited about this.
We've met some great people along the way.
So
when we started making our list of all the people we wanted to come, and so many people were saying, yes, I'll come and talk to, you know, your following. Oh my gosh, you are in for a treat.
Yes. We're excited. So, again, so welcome to our first episode of the Love Her Show with the duo.
We are podcasting.
We are. Look at us.
Yes.
High five. And so we want to give a shout out, though, to our theme song, Charla K.
Yeah, Charla K. Did she not get that song?
We're over here. Working it out. Yes. So
Charla K did a great job.
She did an amazing job on the song. So thank you,
our own personal song. Because we were thinking, okay, what are we going to download instrumental music? We were like, we want some type of feel good. We can't do, what's the other song that we were playing when we speak sometimes?
I'm Every Woman. Yeah, but that's not our song.
Then we were like, oh, maybe Just Fine
with Mary J.
Blige.
Yeah, we love
song.
Mary.
So, we gave her just some of those things that we wanted, just that feel-good type of thing, and she nailed it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Thank you, Miss Charlotte.
Thank you.
So today, or tonight, it depends.
Yes.
We happen to be at the office at the moment.
So we're talking about do-overs.
Yes, do-overs.
And how many times have you thought about that one that got away?
Oh, my gosh. So much so that we had to write an entire book on it. So relationship do-overs. I've had my share, and I know Tana has. So relationship do-overs, you can certainly find our book on Amazon, but it's a play on words, do-overs. But I think, you know, we have some tips that will, you know, help you if you're thinking about doing a do-over, if you want to just contact that one that was lost, that one that got away.
That one that got away. You know, it just seems like you always, it's that one.
It's always that one. You almost have to just get that out of your system.
It's that one. You're like, I wonder what they are doing. What could have happened?
Yeah. You know, Hopefully you married the one, but if you didn't,
exactly.
That's not usually good.
Right. But remember, you know, when America was glued to the unfortunate, like near-death experience of like Lamar Odom and they were married, Khloe Kardashian. They were glued, you know, when he had his unfortunate situation and she was by his side. Now they were divorced at the time, or they were in the process of a divorce,
but let one of those unfortunate circumstances
it changes everything.
You run from across the country, across the world at that point.
It changes everything.
I think everything just goes away. So.
Yeah. And so many people were like, you shouldn't, you know, be with him or whatever.
Oh, but it's always those
somebody's always saying something.
And sometimes it's valid. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's like, why do you keep going back to that foolishness?
Yeah.
But, you know, you really do have to get it out of your system, I think, on your own. It doesn't matter how many times people say to leave it alone.
Yeah, but, we say if you've been fortunate enough to snag your true love and hold on to him or her, you know, great.
You are fortunate. Yes.
But if you know that you've had someone that you wish you can turn back the hands of time and be granted a relationship do-over, would you?
Let's let that marinate for a second.
So we just want to give a couple tips. So if you're thinking about it, we can help you out.
Yeah, I think the first thing would be just like making a list of the reasons why you want the relationship back in the first place.
Make sure it's a valid list.
Make sure it's a valid list, you know. So not the, you know, just the fact that you can't envision. Well, if you can't envision your life without him, I guess that is one major thing, but you know, we want you to make a list and really weigh out the pros and cons of why you're going back. So not just because you're lonely and that's the comfortable spot, because that's not really the best reason. So it's better to just write down a list.
So I remember when Trey and I were separated, and Trey's my husband, we were separated, and I'm actually the one that had gone back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having a conversation with Kelly about it. And also my grandmother. My grandmother, I was telling her that I was really missing him. And after, you know, I just thought about it, I was like, you know, I really miss my husband. I really miss him. And I was, my grandmother said, well, I said, you know, Granny, I really think that, or I realize that the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And she said, well, baby, if you water your own grass every day, it'll stay green.
No.
I was like, woohoo! Granny said something
Granny
said something. She was like,
your
own grass every day, it'll
stay green.
Stay green. Yeah.
Put a cowbell on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, she said, go back and get your man.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh, what if he, you know, doesn't want to get back? And he didn't at first. He did not want to get back with
me. That was an interesting day because I know we were on the phone. I'm like, go back and get your man, Tana. Go back. I'm pumping her up. Go back.
Mm-mm.
Get him.
He didn't want no parts of me.
I was on the phone like, what? He said, who?
He said he'll think about it.
He said he'll think about it. She's like, he said
he'll think about it.
Girl, please.
Yeah, but
so I think he busted both of our bubbles because I was just knew she was hitting the road to go get her man.
No, he had to think about it. He really did.
Yeah, he did.
He had to think about it for a few months because during this time I had to do some self-reflection on myself and figure out what it was and what my part of the failed, you know, marriage was, what my contribution to the marriage was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once I figured that out and did some self-reflection and some spiritual growth, you know, I went back. And so it's okay to go back for the right reasons.
Yeah, and I think that's the same for even if you're divorced or if you're coming out of a relationship. I mean, there was so much self-reflection that I had to do just, you know, trying to figure out, well, was it me or what did I do? There's always, when you think about it, now that I'm on the other side, I mean, there's always a contribution. There's always a lesson learned. So I think just going back and really analyzing, what did I do? What could I have done better? You know, what are some of the things that I contributed to the marriage failing? That's really important, especially to go into a new relationship, because you want to know, what did I do? It's never always one side. So, I mean, I might just ring the bell for that.
Yeah, it's always two sides
to every story. Your truth, their truth, and the absolute truth.
Right. So,
yeah, but I had to, and I think that's another thing, too. I had to really dig into my faith. So, and that's not for everyone, but I'm telling you, I was just a hot mess when I came to Charlotte for the first year. And I think just really reflecting, getting closer to God, and then reconnecting with my hobbies. I had forgotten really what I wanted to do. I had two young children at the time. I was traveling with a career. So I had no idea. And I remember, and this in our book, someone asked me one day, you know, Kelly, what do you like to do? And I think that was when I just hit a brick wall because I had no answer whatsoever. Just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing came to mind. And I was like almost in tears. I probably was in tears when I got into my car, but it was just a real eye-opening moment. So just really going to find out some of the things that I like to do. And actually, some of the things have changed, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was at a different point in my life.
And you were willing to explore other things that made you happy.
Yeah, too. I think, you know, rediscovering the new you. Yes. So, you know, you might not be exactly the same, but I think you need to be fulfilled regardless.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that was, the, you know, our next point, really owning up to your contribution of the failed relationship. But I would say also, so if you're going to go back and try to claim your man, you have to also respect their current relationship status.
Ooh.
So a lot of times we try to go in there and just claim it. We're just going in there steamrolling it.
Yes, we
do. Acting like we don't know that, you know, they have a girlfriend. Well, I don't care. I mean,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, my husband had a girlfriend.
Yeah, so he did.
He had a girlfriend. And I was like, you got a what? And I was dating too. So
yeah,
it's open.
It
so we
him.
Were, you know, he was dating someone else. And I mean, this was 2 years. So I was dating someone else also. But, you know, it's funny because when I realized that I wanted to go back, you know, I expected him to just stop his relationship just because I said I was ready now.
Right.
So it just didn't work like that. It didn't work like that. But, you know, I had to respect his current relationship because that relationship was important to him at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to allow them time. I mean, he wasn't moving fast enough for me. You know, I felt like, you know, hey, I'm back. So
right,
tell
I'm
her
free.
To go.
Yeah.
It's time now. Just come on back home and let's just do this.
Right.
And he's like, mm-mm.
And it doesn't always go that like that. So, I mean, I just think that we should just remember it's okay to let him know you've had a change of heart, but tread lightly because you want to respect boundaries and don't just get automatically offended that, you know, he's in this relationship. It takes time. It took time for him to get into it or you to get into it.
Yeah.
It takes time to get out. So
it
just
does.
Give him some time to consider all this that you're coming with him to him with out of the clear blue sky.
That's what I had to learn, some patience.
Yes.
You know, everything was not on my time as I thought that it once was.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it was not on my time. So,
you
know, and another point is, you know, we had to be prepared for the conversation. And this may be one of the most important conversations that you will have in your life. And you have a lot riding on it, too. And how you deliver the information is important. So make sure that your tone is soft.
Yes.
You know,
you
and
know,
you're
just coming in steamrolling
and you're
again.
Sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having that conversation. Say, listen, you know, I'd love to have a conversation with you. And make sure it's a safe place, like it's a safe zone that you're talking and you can be transparent and be open, because what he have to say, you know, it may not be what you want to hear. So you have to be okay with that.
Yeah, and you want to create an environment where you're really talking and getting each other's point of view and really listening to each other's point of view. So, I mean, it could be with your body language,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, being open, your arms are unfolded, you're not, you know, leaning in. Just make it a more relaxed environment and just prepare to do more listening than taking initial defense.
Right.
You know, you don't want to take defense. Oh, well, I did this. Look, you're coming to him.
Right,
at this
exactly.
point. So you need to probably come with a little bit of humility just so that you all can get through the conversation. That's the first thing.
And be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be vulnerable because you're exposing a different side of you. For me, I did. I had to expose a different side of me. So I was very vulnerable and very open and very sincere about my feelings.
Yeah. And then, I mean, if he is open to it, take baby steps. So you don't want to just go full speed ahead into, you know, moving in together and, you know, you have all your clothes over there and all kinds of craziness. Take baby steps. Start out with a phone call, do a temperature check, and then start dating. Start dating again. So you want to get to know each other on a different level and actually give each other the chance to show that you've made some changes.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
That's really important.
And we recommend that you not have the conversation at either one of your places because, you know, you are exposing yourself to vulnerability, intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being able to have sex when, you know, you're supposed to be talking.
Right. And
so,
that really, of course, we know that clouds it a lot,
oh, yeah,
too. So all
your
of a
judgment,
sudden you're back
thinking.
In love for absolutely no reason.
And you
so.
Haven't talked about anything.
No. And I mean, it might not even be the right relationship. After you start talking again, you realize, you know what, you haven't changed, I haven't changed, we need to just go our separate ways. So that's a great point. You want to get out of the house, meet someplace at a restaurant or someplace comfortable.
In the open.
Mm-hmm.
And start, again, like that dating is so important. I mean, I think that you need to, you know, perhaps rock climbing or just something where you're, again, out and you're doing some team building together because you're rediscovering each other in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
because hopefully you both have, you know, learned yourself and over the years or over the months of your time apart. So yeah, you know, we would just recommend that too.
Well, I think the one thing too is that you want to show each other. Your whole point through this time of getting to know each other again is that you want to show that there's a new and improved version of yourself.
Right.
So, you know, things have changed, and don't worry about wondering if he has. Of course, you want to see that too, but really focus on, you know, showing the parts that you've changed. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, either way, you'll get a better result from him. Because he's going to see, oh, wow, she doesn't, you know, cut me off every time we have a conversation or, you know, do something that I keep telling her over and over again is aggravating.
Right. So, and then, you know, you think about, if you say that you've forgiven, we know that forgiveness is sometimes difficult. But when you say that you've forgiven him or her, really mean it. Like, don't say it and then you're still bringing it up.
Yeah.
You're still bringing it up over and over and over, and then you won't let him live it down.
Well, I mean, I think forgiveness, the best way to know, and I know this myself, mm-hmm. is to know if you've forgiven is when you say, I wish him well.
Oh,
now, what
say,
does that feel like?
I wish him well. If you can honestly say, I wish him well, and mean it.
And mean it.
Then you've forgiven him.
So, or if you say, I wish him well, and you just feel that little, that little thing in the pit of your stomach that's like,
not really.
I can't stand him or his girlfriend. You know, then you know you're not at the right place. But mm-hmm. if you can say, I wish him well, and there's just clear, birds are chirping, the sun is shining,
you have arrived. Yes, you are over him, you are done.
Yes.
And you can move on.
Mm-hmm.
So we always tell our clients that, you know, if you can really, we just want to make sure that they're ready before they move forward in matchmaking. So we talk about that last relationship, like, you know, how do you feel about that person?
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy for them?
Right.
Yeah. If they say yes, then okay, then they may be ready to move forward.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's see. And then also be patient. So remember, this process is a marathon and not a sprint. Mm-hmm. So it might not happen, you know, as quickly as you'd hoped. So just because, you know, you've arrived at the point where you can forgive and forget, he still might be really hurt or vice versa.
Yeah.
So, you know, just make sure that you give each other some leeway to, you know, especially when something comes up. No one's ever going to be 120%, evolving. So that one time when he does something that takes you back or you do something that takes him back, you know, that doesn't automatically mean that it's time to quit.
No, not at all. And, you know, just be prepared for whatever. I
mm-hmm.
mean, you know, you're going in with, you know, a new and improved version of yourself. You're vulnerable. You are now exposed.
Yeah.
And so we want you to just be prepared for whatever happens. If for some reason that you reach out to him and he's either taken or not interested in trying it again, you know, it might be hurtful. But the great part is that you'll be able to move along in peace, just knowing that you at least tried. Because, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen is that you sit back and you know, I wonder if, or
right.
I wonder when.
Yeah, and so many of our clients say, well, I don't want to say something because I don't want to look desperate. I don't want to look thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Look, life is short. So, you know, why not clear the air, see what if there's a possibility, and then just know either way, there is a possibility or there isn't. And then that's really up to you. So I think that really puts you in the driver's seat, as instead of just saying, well, I wonder if you're hiding behind the phone or hiding behind the bush or whatever, try to see with your sunglasses on, well, what's he doing now? Mm-hmm. Asking your girlfriends, well, what's he doing? Well, did you see him? Well,
yeah.
Don't even do that.
What's she look like?
What's she look like, right? Is she cuter than I am?
Ooh, what's she look like?
That's what we really want to know.
We want to know if she's cute. That's,
right.
That's the first thing we want to know.
Is she bigger or smaller? Mm-hmm. Those are the things that, I mean, let's just be real. But, either way, the air will be clear and you can know how to move forward.
And, you know, it's interesting. So when our clients come to us, when we're having our strategy sessions and our first coaching session, we ask them about the previous relationship. And again, you know, it's important that they be as completely transparent as they possibly can with us. And if we feel like a tad bit that they're still some emotional connection that they have with that person, I mean, we kind of delve a little deeper to talk about, you know, the relationship and what it was. Because if there is a chance that you can fix it, this is somebody that you already know.
Mm-hmm.
This is someone that knows you, you know, and we just, encourage them to, we prep them for the conversation if it's a possibility.
Yeah, so many times someone comes out of the woodwork that they had, and once they start the process, it's like, you know what? I really didn't realize that such and such is exactly who I was looking for. Exactly who I'm looking for.
Yes. Somebody that they've dated for 4 years.
Yes,
or
so
whatever.
We transition, we put our coach's hat on, and we transition to helping them with that conversation, because ultimately, you know, our goal is to help you find a loving, committed relationship.
We're like, you know, girl, go get your man.
Go get your man.
We're going to help you go get him. Let's craft this conversation of how it's going to happen. And let's help you go get your man. Because, I mean, why, you know, start with someone else and you're not even over him?
Right. No, and that really does the next person a disservice, because you haven't really wiped the slate clean. I mean, you're bringing in old problems and old, you know, just all types of baggage. Bag lady. We can play that too next time.
Bag lady.
Yeah. How are you going to sing?
Y'all know I'm the karaoke queen.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Tana loves karaoke.
I do.
She does.
I do.
Well, I think this was a great inaugural Lover Show episode one.
We're so excited that, you know, you all subscribe to our podcast. We encourage you to share it with your friends and tell everybody about us. We're going to come on here once a week to give you tips and share some stories and testimonials and just whatever we can share with you. We're going to talk about everything from, you know, love, life, business, and bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and you can find this podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music.
We should be uploading it too to our newsletter. I don't know if you're on our email list, but make sure that you join. If you go to our website, thematchmakingduo.com, we have fun stuff, our books and videos to help you. I guess if it doesn't work out, you can become an attraction magnet. So that's something different you'll find.
You can find that video in our online store.
Yes.
You can also follow us on social media. So
definitely.
Please follow us on social media, thematchmakingduo.com. Mm-hmm. We're Matchmaking Duo on Twitter. And just be a part of our community. You're all lovers.
Yes, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. And we've been doing Periscope. 14 days of love on Periscope.
Yay.
So we have been busy.
So happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, and we hope to see you soon.
Yay.
So give us your feedback. Give us a review.
Please give us reviews.
So we're trying something new, though. We want your feedback. It's always important. So lovers, have a good evening.
Have a great night.
And we will see you soon.
Be your best lover, then you'll discover just how to love her.